In order for us to be filled with the Spirit, something has to die. Now think about this. The river of life is issuing forth from the house of God. And where is it coming from? The altar. What is the altar for? The animal sacrifices. Now in the New Testament, we don't have animal sacrifices. But you know what we do sacrifice? Humans. Like what? Well, the Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Gotcha. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So even though we're not putting animal sacrifices on the altar, we're not killing animals and doing that to atone for the sins of the body, in the New Testament, what is commanded of us to do? To be a living sacrifice. Okay. Now, what's the problem with the living sacrifice? Well, the problem is this, is it keeps coming off the altar. You put yourself on the altar one day, you're like, man, I'm going to commit to God today. I'm going to read my Bible today. I'm going to pray today. I'm going to do that which is pleasing today. And then tomorrow, you're off the altar. You come back to life. Okay? That's why the Bible says you have to be a living sacrifice. What does that mean? You have to die, say it with me now, daily. You have to die every single day. You have to mortify the deeds of the body every single day. Today cannot be lived based upon the successes, the spiritual successes of yesterday. Just because you had a good spiritual day yesterday doesn't mean you're going to have a good spiritual day today. Why? Because today is a new day. And the Bible tells us, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and what? Take up his cross and follow me. Well, look, folks, Jesus said that to his disciples prior to his crucifixion, right? And he's telling them, hey, you need to take up your cross. What does that mean? You need to go die. Yeah, right. Go die. Pastor tells congregation to go die. Hey, you need to die.
Amen.
You need to die. You need to take up your cross, right? Deny yourself and follow the Lord, and it requires your death. Now, don't take me out of context and say, well, I'm going to go commit suicide now. You know, what I'm saying is you have to be a living sacrifice. And before Ezekiel can go through the waters, before the unnamed individual in Ezekiel 47, who's showing him the description of the house of God, before he can take him through the waters are issuing forth from what? The altar, which is where your sacrifice. In order for you to be filled with the Spirit, in order for you to walk in the Spirit, in order for you to be, you know, empowered by the Holy Spirit of God, you have to die. It requires your death. Okay?